Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
High crotch, bring it back, single legs. Sweet. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Okay.
Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. How's everything going?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Oh, I just saw the shirt. I don't know. I didn't notice it before.
Yeah.
There it is.
Whatever that.
Looking good. My eyes were drawn up with the hoodie, the beanie, whatever you call it.
West Side hat.
West Side, nice, nice. I'm seeing the glare, so I can't quite see it, but I believe it. Awesome. So how are you feeling? Well, talk us through how did you get hurt? How are you feeling? How was the recovery process?
Yeah. So I had a little concussion, so I was off the mat, off basically everything. No school, nothing for a few weeks. So it's definitely hard being like mid-season and just stepping away from everything. So it was definitely a couple hard weeks for me, but I'm back to training. Had a good couple weeks of training, and I'm getting ready for Big Ten tournament now.
Awesome. The recovery went well?
Yeah, just some ups and downs. You know, concussions suck. They're not fun. I don't recommend anyone getting those. They're not fun at all. But yeah, recovery went fine. So now I'm back to training. Ready to go.
How do you keep your mindset ready where you what are you telling yourself where even if you're missing some time? I know it's kind of like it could be an advantage too, not the concussion per se, but some time off could be an advantage. What is it that you tell yourself during those kind of times when you're out?
Yeah. So anytime I get hurt or like I got to take time off, I always think like, you know, everything happens for a reason. Me getting hurt is someone saying you got to take a step back. You're doing too much. Because I was always at fault for doing way too much a lot of the times. So I'll work out 3-4 times a day sometimes, and that's sometimes not good for you. You got to be able to pace yourself, and someone telling me that, you know, I need to take time off. That's kind of how I think of it when I'm, you know, forced to take time off.
Yeah, no, it's important. Well, because a lot of guys, they don't, like what you're saying is dead on, but a lot of guys won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they'll look at it like, yeah, like I hear what you're saying, but I'm missing time. And if I don't train every single moment, or, you know, at every single, if I'm missing any workouts, they're catching up on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I also think of it as, like I come back hungrier. I'm more excited to come back and wrestle. Taking those 2-3 weeks off of not doing much at all, it makes me want to come back more. It makes me want to go, you know, win a Big Ten title, win a national title. So I'm definitely coming back hungrier. I'm coming back stronger. I'm all healthy now. So it's like a new season. I'm starting a whole new season right over again.
That's right. That's right. I tell everyone that we're back to 0-0. The past is the past. The future is right now. Great. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to with Big Tens? And of course, the wrestling. Anything in particular?
I'm just looking forward to seeing the crowd and going out there and just taking in every moment. A lot of time, like we were just talking about, you get to sit out matches sometimes. It's you take it for granted that you get to wrestle all these matches. So I'm excited to take everything in, go through the weigh-ins, the weight cut process, go wrestle my matches, and, you know, come out victorious and do what I do best. And that's, you know, going out and wrestling hard every minute.
All right. What do you miss most about the Big Ten?
What do I miss most?
Well, like one of the things, it's like just like a little thing that you're excited to have back, that, you know, I guess just being the end of the season, just the fact that, like, hey, all the work is in the bank, the location, wrestling a certain person, anything like that.
For me, I'm just, like I said, I'm just excited to go compete. I'm excited to, the Big Ten tournament is one of the best tournaments ever. And I mean, it's up there with the NCAA tournament. The Big Ten tournament is really, really competitive. So every match is going to be tough. Every match is going to be, you know, a 3-2 match. It's going to be really, really close. So I'm excited for the hard fought battles. I'm excited to go out there and just, you know, show everybody who I am and get the job done.
How do you keep everything straight, just mentally, emotionally, workouts, knowing that, okay, well, all the work is in the bank. It's now time to compete. It's time to perform. What do you tell yourself?
For me, it's just going out there and just having fun. Right now, it's just going out there having fun. All the work is done. We finished up our hard training. It's a long season. This season's really long. It's grueling. It takes a toll on your body. It takes a toll on your mind. I just tell myself, you know, what's next? What, like, tomorrow I have practice in the morning. That's what I got to do next. So I don't look ahead too far, but just taking it step by step, moment by moment, especially in a tournament, one match at a time, one warm up at a time, everything, take it moment by moment and take everything in. That's what I would say.
How do the Rutgers practices go? What's the difference between maybe Rutgers practice now this time of year versus December or preseason? More of what are they doing? More of what are they doing? Less of what?
So the past 2 weeks, we've definitely been going really hard. Some days we'll have a double session. We'll work out 7 a.m., waking up really early, getting a run in or something like that, and then coming back in later and wrestling, kind of simulating getting your weight off and going to wrestle in the tournament. But compared to, like, during the year, you don't go as hard as much because you got to weigh in 2 times a week. So right now we had some time to go harder, to battle in the room, have some good competition, and kind of just let it fly. And then, you know, next week we'll taper it down and get ready to put on a show.
What did the coaches say? Have they been saying anything different, or is it more of the same? How did they tell you to approach this?
It's pretty much the same, but yeah, like, fight for every point. We're going to say it all year long, but I guess they'll emphasize it now. You got to fight for every point, because now if you lose, you're done. That's how it works. I mean, fighting for every point, fighting in every position, and pushing your body and your mind to the farthest point where you can, and then, you know, do what you got to do.
How does the weightlifting vary? Of course, we see in your putting up numbers over at Skeeb's gym. So hats off to Skeeba, and seeing more video, you being back in there. How do you alter your weight training throughout the season? Like, what does it look like in the beginning of the season versus middle of the season to now? Like, how should guys be thinking about their strength training at different phases in the season?
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
So personally, like, the past couple of weeks, I've been lifting 3 times a week. So on my Mondays, I'll do my legs. I don't go over, like, 400 pounds anymore at all. I keep it under 400. So I know it's a good weight where I could feel it. Like, I can feel the weight on my back, but I'm not going to hurt myself where, you know, I could, you know, get hurt with too much weight. But Mondays, I'll hit my legs. Wednesdays, I'll hit my upper body, bench press, something like that. And then Friday will be like a mix of everything. At Skis, we got this new tread sled thing where you could, like, do farmer walks, and it's like a self-powered sled, which is really cool. I've been using that a lot. So Fridays is kind of a little bit of everything. So that's kind of what I've been doing recently. But in the summers, I put the weight up, all that. But during the year, I would say anywhere between 2-3 times a week I'll lift. But yeah, that's pretty much my schedule right now.
The tread sled. I did see video on that. So how the heck did they make that thing so it doesn't break? Who made that?
I have no idea. I don't even know how they got it in that basement. You've been down there. It's a tight, tight way out.
But they have it. But they have. So what do you do? You're able to actually walk. It's attached. The weight is attached. So now you can walk like farmers carry.
Mm-hmm.
While you're going on the sled, do they incline the thing?
Yeah. So the whole thing is inclined already, and you could load up all the way in the sides and hold it, and it's really good for your traps. The other day I had chains on too. If you guys have the video, you can link it in here, and you guys can get a visual of it. But it's a really cool machine. I just started playing with it, so it's something I'll be using a lot more.
It seems like it's so obviously these things have tremendous benefit, but it also the other benefit of having different types of equipment is that you don't stale out mentally and emotionally because you are doing, like you said, even with practice, it's almost the same things day in and day out. And then strength training, it's not like there's all these like brand new things you're doing. You're doing a lot of the same. So when you could throw in some cool ancillary work, you're getting something out of it. You're hitting the muscles slightly different and and mentally and emotionally it's recovery, even though you're still working very hard. I'm going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. It's something new too. It's being able to find different ways of doing the same machines, different way of doing something with new machines, and just hitting the same body parts. There's also another tread sled that we have there too. We have two of them. This one is flat and it's more of a for sprints. So you can do quick burst sprints and it's self-powered. How hard you push it is how hard it will go. So, working with different things like that and in your wrestling, we could bring it back to that, not just weight training, but in wrestling, being able to find different drills or doing something differently as as you're going, you find something new, implement it. So it keeps things fresh, keeps things new. And that's what it's all about. You don't want to get stale.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's where do you find those different things that you could do? Is it just basically creativity of your own mind? Do you watch certain coaches? Is it watching what different people do on YouTube? And where do you get like your inspiration to change different things up? Or is it just more kind of go with the flow?
It's go with the flow, but I would say a little bit creativity in my own brain and then seeing what other people do and taking little pieces and bits and make it my own. I look at, my dad's a big help in the weight room. He comes up with a bunch of different stuff, Skeebs too. So working with them together. And then, in the wrestling room, watching Sebastian Rivera, he's in our room time to time. And then Donnie Prisloff, all the coaches, they have their own little things and I take it and I make it my own. So got to be creative in all different aspects.
Awesome. Who's coming out of the woodwork from Rutgers? I mean, I know all the guys are going to do well, full confidence in all the guys. Who's someone who's going to come out that no one expects that's going to do some serious damage?
I see Michael Chetta coming out here, hitting everyone, coming out and having a really good Big Ten tournament and then showing up in the NCAAs for sure. That's my guy.
Who puts the most points up on the board for the team?
Who puts the most points up? Well, besides myself, I'm going to say Turley. Turley can pin anybody anywhere. So I could see Jackson doing a lot of damage out there for the team with points.
Okay, outside of Turley, who's the best pinner on the team?
Probably Saldano too. He can find a way just to pin anybody. So them too.
All right, a couple of fun questions. If there was one wrestling move that you could have as part of your arsenal that you have that you don't have right now, what would it be?
There's a wrestling move. I would definitely say like an inside trip. I mean, I used to hit it back in the day, but I don't hit it as much anymore in college. I would say I would want that one back.
All right. We got to give Donnie D a shout out over at Yale Street. I'm surprised I didn't think about that earlier, but shout out to Donnie D. I'm sure he's Atlantic City right now watching some of his other studs crush it like you did over there. When was the first time you were ever able to score on Donnie?
I would say me and Don used to go when I was like 145 pounds. And once I got up to 160, we would go a couple times and then I would score. And then ever since then, it's no more. We don't go anymore. I got too big for him. But Donnie's great. Yale Street's got 20 guys down at Atlantic City. So 20? Good luck. To all. Yeah, we had 20 guys make it down to AC. So good luck to all them. Yale Street's coming along. It's a family there, and Donnie D's a great leader, and yeah, it's something great going on there.
Absolutely. Hey, again, I'm sure they're all going to do well. Who are one or two guys that are going to really surprise people that are going to come out of the woodwork from Yale Street that people might not have heard of, or they might have heard of, but they're going to hear of a lot more after this weekend?
I'm going to go with my guy, Nate Faxon. He's from GL. He's 215 pounder. I train with him a bunch sometimes at Yale Street helping out. So I see him making a good run this year for sure.
Awesome. When was the last time my brother, Father Greg, was in the room?
Are
you slacking off?
He hasn't been there in a little while. Not since I got hurt. So maybe like over a month ago. It's got to be over a month ago.
Good. How does he? So he, who else does he go? Does he just go with you, or who does he go? We don't. He doesn't really talk. You know. He's a quiet guy. He's the opposite of his oldest brother. So, I don't know what happens. What goes on? Is Gip going the room? It's good. John's doing good. Okay.
No, he goes with a bunch of other guys too, but he would come in and I would go with him some days, and then he'll go with maybe Saldana or this other guy Shane. So he takes the group with some other guys as well.
You could see why his personality would gravitate towards being a priest and being able and with the sacrament of confession and not mm-hmm. saying a word, because he doesn't say a word. Like, I honestly don't know what the heck happens when he goes into the room. Does he do well? Can he hold his own? I mean, I know he's tough. I know he's good. Is he still in the kind of shape where he's able to roll around with guys?
Yeah, he holds his own for sure. He could still scrap real well. And he talks too. He talks to me. Maybe he talks to me more than you. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I gotta get home more. All right. Good stuff. So yeah. Anything else you're thinking? Any other thoughts approaching towards the end of the season? I know you're excited to wrestle EIWAs, NCAAs. Who's one or two guys you really want to wrestle? I know you'll wrestle anyone, anytime.
Two guys I really want to wrestle. You kind of answered my question for me. I don't care who I wrestle. Honestly, it's like whoever's across the line for me. But I definitely want to wrestle Brooks again. I wrestled him two times previously in my freshman year. So I definitely want to go up against him. And then, yeah, that's really the only guy. Everyone else, let's just wrestle. I'm ready to go.
That's it. All right, John. Awesome. Good stuff. Thanks very much. We'll talk again soon.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.